Welcome to Clearwater County Podcasts, where we discuss topics of interest for residents and businesses of Clearwater County. Today's topic is also related to David Thompson Country Regional Tourism, which is the tourism brand for the town of Rocky Mountain House and Clearwater County.
Hi, I'm Jerry Pratt, Economic Development Officer with Clearwater County, and I'm here at Rival Trade Brewing with Nolan West, owner, founder, CEO, I guess.
CEO, yeah.
Awesome.
We're a lot of hats, man.
CEO, small business owner, absolutely. Well, welcome to the interview. I'm glad I appreciate you being able to take the time.
Yeah, we appreciate you doing this. This is a fantastic format to go around and showcase these awesome local businesses in our area, and excited to be a part of it.
Great. So Rival Trade Brewing just celebrated 5 years.
Yes, sir.
So tell me about starting up, because 5 years ago was sort of a interesting time.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you notice on our branding, it says 2020. That confuses some people sometimes. That's actually the year that we had incorporated. And then, as you probably remember, what happened in 2020, 2021, a lot of businesses were on hold, during COVID time. So we were very much, taking that time to, put in our vessels and get, the equipment, prepared. And then the lockdown happened. And so we decided that July 1st, 2021, when the Alberta government lifted the restrictions for public occupancy, if I remember that correctly, that's inadvertently our birthday. So we celebrate the same birthday as Canada as a result of COVID time. So there's never a great time to start a business, but definitely starting it in those years is not for not for the faint of heart. But we've been lucky to be have a lot of support and grow quite a bit over these last 5 years.
Now, I had the good fortune of being able to tour the facility before you even opened.
Yeah, you've seen it in its infancy.
Yeah, and stages. You guys were just this part of the shop, basically, and now you've expanded and grown over the years. Mm. And I've seen your product, the number of different flavors and designs and so on that you're doing.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. Can you tell me how you got your name, and you name all your products in a similar manner?
Yeah. I'll touch base a little bit on that growth.
Sure.
If you want to dive into that. So we actually, like when you toured originally, we had, this quaint, small little tap room, about 1,500 square feet of brewing space. We now brew in 13,000 square feet of brewing space, and we've gone from doing about 50,000 liters a year to close to 500,000 liters of packaged product will hit this year. So massive growth for us. When we first started Rival Trade, I wanted to have the strong and rich local history, intertwined into our branding.
Right.
I wanted to be able to tell a story through beer. I wanted to have our liquor products on other shelves throughout the province and, give people a reason to, that inquisitive visitor, to grab that four pack, enjoy it, and then want to come out to this area. And it's been fantastic to see how many people have come out this way, mm-hmm. just based on picking up a four pack on a shelf at a liquor store.
That's so cool.
And know nothing about Rocky Mountain House and then wanted to explore it. So the name Rival Trade is from the two rival fur trading companies that, competed, the Hudson Bay and the Northwest Company, way back when. And so we're, drawing history from those early foundings of this area. And in a way, you can see David Thompson on the mural behind
us. Yeah, I'll make sure we get a picture of that in the video.
Melissa Grayberry painted that. Okay. She's an extremely talented local artist. And in a way it was these original settlers, these, individuals that built this area was inspiration to me to want to do something similar. And as they brought value to the Rocky Mountain House area, I want Rival Trade, my employees, and, you know, to bring value to our community and, you know, the area for generations to come. I want this to be, you know, when I'm doing something else, you know, for Rival Trade, to be a legacy, you know, just as these early founders were.
And as you mentioned, you've grown a lot. When I first toured here, I think you had maybe six employees working in the building. Now I drive up, and there's easily a dozen and a half cars out here.
Yeah. Oh man. Sometimes I drive in the morning, and I'm usually one of the first ones here. But if I'm not, I look at the parking lot and see a dozen cars and think, holy cripes, what have I built? it's been great. Yeah, we've grown from a pretty small team to over 20 employees now, and. You can find our products in 500 plus locations around Alberta, some into Saskatchewan.
I'm always amazed, and I think you've teamed up with the co-op in particular. I've seen
co-op has been a fantastic.
I've seen them all over.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of co-ops like our local Evergreen co-op here, Rocky and Rimby, and Central Alberta co-ops, and then Southern Alberta co-ops. We're into Grand Prairie region. There's certainly too many to name. They've been a great partner. We've got great partners, man. People are excited about our brand. It sells well, and so honestly, I couldn't have, and Rival Trade couldn't have got to this point. Like I say, we're distributing through 500 locations around the province. Wow. None of that would have been possible hadn't been for the strong local support in the early days and continuous here in Rocky Mountain House. Like the local support for any small business, ours especially, wouldn't have been able to get off the ground if our awesome, loyal Rival Trade customers, wouldn't have, jumped on our brand and got excited about it and told their friends and, bought the product. We definitely owe the world to our community
and
for getting this thing going.
I'll say from my point of view, it helps you provide, or you really try to support local as much as you can as well.
Yes, sir.
Like your supplies that go into your product, the various ales, you try to get as much of that locally, if not within Clearwater County, Central Alberta, as you can.
Yeah. Right? Clearwater County in particular has been tough. We've actually done award-winning beer with the Magnus family using their barley, sent it away, got a custom malted.
Nice.
But Alberta has actually some of the best barley in the world. And it is sought after throughout the world. And we're just lucky to be running a brewing business in a place that has such great barley. So most of our barley is sourced locally. A lot of it comes from, we work with RAR and Alex, Alberta, and then Redshed, and then there's some specialty malts that got to come, overseas, but the majority of it is a locally grown Alberta-based product. And then, even aside from, the barley, we're always teaming up with, local other businesses. Like I believe a rising tide lifts all ships. So
right.
As much as we're collaborating, with other businesses, to boost engagement for them and, inadvertently, help us out, as well. It's been pretty cool to collaborate with a lot of the other local businesses, and it's exciting. Beer's fun. So, there's something magnetic about, a tap room and an atmosphere and a community hub. So it's been,
Well, and I'll stay tied in with that fun. You guys do sponsor and are involved in so many events as well. Like you host a lot of music things. A lot of people do their corporate meetings here for various celebrations.
Yeah, a lot of Christmas parties.
You've got the patio that can open up and when the weather's nicer.
Yeah.
You have tons of things going out here. And in the winter, you've got that winter ice crokinole going on.
Yeah, we've done some crokinole. Yeah.
Just it's not just coming and sitting in a tap room.
No.
This is a place to gather for a community and exactly people to share experience.
Yeah. Yeah. We run, you know, our operation to be family friendly. There's not a lot of, you know, riffraff. We want to keep things, you know, mature, manageable. We're not that late night pub. You know, this is an atmosphere where people can, you know, feel comfortable bringing their dog, their kids, and their dog.
Other dog is out here.
The patio. Yeah. If you want to bring your dog and it's friendly, absolutely. No, it's a community atmosphere where you can bring your family and, you know, have a good time and, you know that you're, you know, in a great place and, you know, that you're going to be welcomed and that you're going to, you know, have a good time. And, it's, you know, like I said before, you know, people are, you know, drawn to that, and, you know, it's a little bit of a magnet. And so, yeah, we've been very, very fortunate that, you know, people want to make this their, yeah, their drinking hole. And, yeah.
And I think that's reflected in the number of tourists that come by as well. I see a lot of comments from people passing through the area or, you know, their destination is in the area.
Yeah.
But they come here and it's just, oh, what a great place to be able to come and enjoy.
Yeah. It's pretty humbling, like especially in the summer when, you know, traffic is, you know, our season kicks off usually like May long and then it ramps up once the kids are out of school, you know, pretty much till September. And, you know, if it's nice, you know, into October. And yeah, it's a massive amount of tourism base. We got, you know, a great facility that can accommodate, you know, a trailer if people are camping.
Yeah. Your parking lot's big enough to have all these tourists.
You know, I've had more than one conversation with, when, you know, I'm in the tap room, not always in the tap room, you know, busy yep. running the behind the scenes that, you know, nobody gets to see, but, it's cool when I hear those comments that, you know what, sometimes when I've asked, like, what brings you to Rocky? And they said, well, Rival Trade Brewing. You know, nice. It's like, no kidding. Like I didn't know that we would have an impact.
People
drove to check out Rival Trade Brewing and hundreds of kilometers. And usually that's followed up. We come to Rival Trade Brewing, you know, because we've heard about it, and we're spending the weekend in Rocky.
We're camping out or west. Whatever.
Yeah. So, and even further to that, I've had one person, like a couple, come to Rival Trade Brewing, check out this area, and then decided they wanted to move here. And now they're, you know, a routine customer. You know, just based on one interaction with Rival Trade Brewing and our beautiful West Country and Rocky Mountain House, and come full circle that they, you know, wanted to establish here. So that's pretty cool feeling that, you know, just creating a brewery that could have on, like, you know, somebody else's life potentially. Yeah, because
that's awesome.
If you're not here, you're missing out.
Absolutely. So we're going to get some footage of some of the stuff in the production side and a little bit of the area where people can gather for corporate events or larger celebrations. What are some of the events that you host here regularly yourself?
Yeah, so in the summertime, we kind of let it roll. And then in the wintertime when, you know, people and ourselves get a little stir crazy and are looking, you know, to get out and you do something, get some entertainment. Yeah, we want to bring in quality entertainment. So we have a stage that we partnered with Patrick Danny and the Edward Jones team here in Rocky Mountain House. And so together we work to bring in, you know, really quality artists. And, you know, we've had the likes of Corb Lund, you know, here. And so it's really a community hub that, you know, you can, you know, come and have like that city quality show in a small intimate setting.
Right.
Yeah. And so aside from that, you know, Christmas parties, we're usually fully booked on Christmas parties, you know, come September, October. We've had so much entertainment here. It's getting hard to keep track of. I can't count the events.
I'm always looking at the musical acts that are going through. Wow, you guys keep on doing it every time.
And they're, and the quality, and they sell out fast. We, you know, because it's, you know, we're bringing in great entertainment and it's a smaller venue.
Right.
Yeah. So if you're, you know, fortunate enough to get a ticket, you're going to have a great time.
I'd like to go back to your can designs.
Yeah.
You guys have some of the coolest can design.
Oh, thank you.
The artwork, but also the themes.
Yeah.
Naming stuff, the combination of naming your products for what the product is, but tying it into something local.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate for my job.
No, thank you for, thank you for all your support and for the compliment. Yeah, our cans, my wife definitely got to give her most of the credit for the can design, wife and, also a team of, inspiration. When we come up with a beer concept, we want it to obviously do well on a liquor store shelf. So it's important that the can graphics and the marketing's good. It's most important that the product's good,
Absolutely. Like
good marketing only get your product bought once. We are usually trying to tie in some sort of, local character or local history or some sort of tie back, to the area. So, the Trapper Orange, cream ale, that's one of our best sellers. That of course is, tied back to, the early foundings of, trappers, competing for furs in this area. Another one comes to mind is the Mountain Ape. Like, that's another name for Sasquatch, right? The Sasquatch is a prominent character. We've done a David Thompson, David Thompson Pale Ale, and if you look at one of our beers, any one of our beers, there's typically a tie back. We actually just introduced this 3-year-old barrel aged French Saison in a bottle, super exclusive, limited run, called the Voyager. And so that's, been pretty cool.
Nice.
But, it definitely followed our legacy. It's been well traveled.
Nice. Yeah. And, one of the most popular ones recently that I saw was Berry or something.
Oh, Berry Jam.
Berry Jam.
Yeah. So Berry Jam.
And the cartoon character of the bear.
It's fun characters. We kind of had a little bit of a character theme. Berry Jam, and that's loosely tied. There's bears and there's berries.
Yeah, lots of berries.
Bears like berries.
And there's lots of those around here.
That's probably one of the looser tied products, but yeah.
And then
keep it fun.
In the past, you've also done, teamed up with various organizations like Search and Rescue.
Yeah.
To be able to do special cans as a fundraising opportunity with them,
which
is very cool.
Yeah, there was a donation component to that. There was a picture painted. And by a very talented artist that was auctioned off. If you've been out to the Rocky pump track, we've teamed up with them in the early days to kind of kickstart their fundraising activities right now for our 5-year celebration. We're running 5 charity taps.
Right.
We're giving back to, 5, great local nonprofit groups. So, absolutely that community integration and, that give back components, super important to us for the community that has given us so much.
And I have to say, I appreciate that in your industry in general. In Alberta, small breweries and a lot of smaller communities have been so successful. Partially because definitely their product is quality, but because of the community involvement, the community support, the community involvement, the community leadership that comes in. And I think Rival Trade and yourself and your wife have really exemplified that. You support the community, and in return, the community comes back to support you and promote you at the same time. And
That's what it's all about.
I think it's worked out pretty well.
Yeah, it's definitely one of my whys and why, I want to do this and why I created it in the first place is to bring value to our community and bring value to my employees, bring value to my family. Creating this has been the vessel to do so for me anyways.
And then being able to employ 20 people at the same time. And
there's lots of, great other business and not even in the hospitality space in Rocky that are still bringing value, to the area, using what they have to do so. So it's pretty cool that, we're, able to, you know, I don't know if inspire is the right word, but I've definitely been inspired by other local businesses that are doing great things. And I think we elevate everyone's, you know, game, each other by, you know, making that, you know, that the precedent.
And I've seen, and it's really come about over the last 10 years, how collaborative and cooperative so many businesses have grown. They're not viewing themselves quite so much competition as in let's lift each other up and benefit and grow together.
Yeah, there's opportunity in that, and the brewing industry is, it's a unique one. It's, you know, very, very collaborative. It's a fun. We've done a number of, you know, custom beers, custom beverages. We've teamed up with the What No Way brand, and that's been a big, you know, big hit for us. Over the last little while. So yeah, there's opportunities everywhere. You just got to look for them.
So before we end off, is there anything you'd like people to know about, you know, Rival Trade Brewing? What you do here?
Yeah, what do we do here, man? We make beer. Oh, man, it's nothing that I've already said. I mean, we're open Tuesdays through Sundays. We've got a great local pizza provider that does a stone-fired pizza, John Doe's Pizza, in-house. So it's not only a place that you can come enjoy delicious beverage, but you can have some awesome, you know, artisan-crafted stone-fired pizza here.
Very cool.
Yeah, they operate Thursday through Sunday, and they've got an incredible product as well. We wanted to partner with somebody who was, you know, much like our beer, but, you know, bringing a quality, you know, handcrafted product. So that's been a lot of fun. Check out our social media if you're not already following us. And that's where you're going to find the best information for events coming up. We got a newsletter on our website, so subscribe to that.
Cool.
If you've been frustrated in the past that you weren't able to get a ticket to events, the newsletter subscribers is oftentimes, you know, the most effective
first notice.
First notice.
Okay.
What else can I say about Rival Trade Brewing? It's been 5 years, and the rocket ship is still taking off.
Okay, so you still have plans.
We still have plans, you betcha. The best is yet to come, as they say.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So come visit Rival Trade Brewing. They're in the industrial area, basically at the intersection of Highway 22 and Highway 11, just outside of Rocky Mountain House.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.